But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:44-45. Jesus is talking about lifestyle here, not one-off. Live a lifestyle of forgiveness, not holding on to anything or anyone, not holding a grudge, or you'll end up finding it's holding you. I skirted round the last verses of Matthew 5 about loving your enemies and blessing those who curse you a bit, because I wanted you to see who you are first, a child of the King, blood bought with his DNA. You have a future and a hope, a destiny and a purpose, power and provision. But I need to talk to you again about forgiveness. We need to understand that when we are asked to totally forgive someone the wrong they did us or someone near us, we aren't being asked to make them bosom friends, but to forgive as Jesus has forgiven us of everything we've ever done wrong or will do wrong. R.T. Kendall speaks of the struggle he had when he saw someone in the congregation who had deeply hurt him and how God dealt with him right there in the middle of the service. Imagine it. Sometimes, if we don't listen to the gentle voice, things become a bit more public. For him, a conversation took place which ended, of course, in his capitulation to the will of God, but it was a bit of a white-knuckle job while it lasted. It happens to all of us at some time or another on our journey, and we'd do well to understand what's going on. Any unforgiveness actually binds us in chains, not them. It hinders both our walk with God and our prayer life. And the reason we're asked to forgive is that we might be free. And having forgiven, we are to bless. This is going the extra mile indeed. Here they are, they messed up your life, and sometimes they're still messing it up. And not only have you got to forgive and release them, but now you are asked to actively bless them. Not just a token through gritted teeth, Father, bless them, but from the heart, bless them, Father. Pray for them as you would want to be prayed for. It's that golden rule again, do to others as you want them to do to you. Unless we are and do, we aren't free, and we will be heard muttering, I can forgive them, but I can't forget what they did. Herein lies the key. When you really forgive, totally forgive, whatever perceived wrong or wrong they did you, you're free. The spirit of bitterness has no place in you. Arthritis must go, for instance. Arthritis can be caused by a spirit of bitterness. The twisting of the body is a reflection of what's happening on the inside. Time to forgive them then, totally, and release them from the debt you think they owe. I leave it with you.